We continue our learning of Ilanish Mas David ben Menachem Rish and Chayakam Rikos Aleir. We begin Maseches Yevamos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Now, Maseches Yevamos is very complex. We're speaking about relationships, and we're going to need to make use of charts very often. By way of introduction, the end of Parshas Ki Tsetse, we speak about the mitzvah of Yibam. The Torah says, if a man who's married dies without children, we'll speak about Reuven, who's married to Rachel, and he dies without children, then the mitzvah of for his brother Shimon to marry this widow, to marry Rachel. Generally speaking, there's an Isser of Eshes Ach, a sister-in-law is prohibited as one of the Arayos, but the Torah says that nonetheless, the mitzvah of Yibam overrides that. And if he's not interested in marrying her, so then he frees her to marry someone else through the ceremony of Chalitza. Now, let's say the case of our Mishnah is where the sister-in-law is an erva to the brother. So take a look at the picture. So Reuven is married to Rachel, as you see in the picture. He's also married to Chana. He's married to, in those days, polygamy was allowed. So Reuven's married to Rachel and to Chana. And then Reuven passes away. So Reuven passes away, so now without children, Shimon wants to perform the mitzvah of Yibam. The only thing is, happens to be that Reuven was married to Shimon's daughter. So if Reuven married to Shimon's daughter, Shimon cannot perform Yibam on Rachel, because Rachel is his daughter. She's an erva to him. So therefore, obviously, the mitzvah of Yibam does not apply. But the chiddush of our Mishnah is that since Reuven's married to not only Rachel, but married to Chana, and they are tsaros are co-wives, so based on the pasuk, the Torah says, litzror aleha, use the language of litzror, and the word aleha, the Gemara darshans from there, that where while a person's wife or former wife is alive, the sister, this is speaking about two sisters, so her sister is an erfatim, and he can't marry her. That's the general isser of where there are two sisters, you're married to one, the other one is usher. And he uses the word aleha to teach you the following, that prohibition of marrying a wife's sister is not going to be relaxed even for the purposes of Yibam. So if you have two brothers married to two sisters, then one of the brothers dies without children, the living brother can't perform Yibam or Chalitza with the widow because she's the sister of the wife. And that's not only when it comes to, so if there are no other brothers, let's say, so the widow then can marry someone else without Yibam or Chalitza. Of course, there's another brother who's not an erva, so that brother should do the mitzvah of Yibam or Chalitza. And this doesn't only apply to where the erva is a sister, where it's the sister of the person's wife, but the daughter, and we'll go through a whole list of all of those people. So in our case, we're speaking about Bito. So once again, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. There's a brother Levi as well, as you see. We'll get to him in a little bit. And Reuven is married to both Rachel and Chana. And since Rachel is the daughter of Shimon, if Reuven passes away, Shimon cannot do the mitzvah not only of Yibum on Rachel, but he also, and there's no Chalitza as well, there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, but he cannot even marry Chana, who is Reuven's other wife, because she is a tsara, she is the co-wife, and derived from litzror aleha, she is the co-wife of an erva. So the same way Rachel is exempt from Yibam and Chalitza, because she's the daughter of the brother, the daughter of Shimon, so too Chana is exempt from Yibam and Chalitza, because she is the tsara of the erva. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us over here. Chamesh Esrei Nashim, there are 15 women who are arayos, obviously, Potros tsaro sehen, they will exempt their tsara. So here, Rachel, who's the erva, who's the daughter of Shimon, will exempt because she has no Yibam or Chalitza with Shimon, obviously. She will exempt, she will pater Chana as well from Yibam or Chalitza. And vitzaros tsaro sehen, we'll see what that means in a moment. Min ha-chalitza u-min ha-yibam ad sof ha-olam forever. This continues forever. There's a third brother, and we're going to see how this, and that's, we'll speak about Levi in a moment, and we'll see that this goes on forever. So what's this line of tsaros tsaro sehen? So if you take a look here, Levi is a brother here. So Levi can perform Yibam, and indeed he does. Here in the picture you see, Levi performs Yibam and marries, let's say he chooses to marry Chana. He could choose to marry Rachel as well. So, and he marries Chana, and he has another wife. He has another wife, Miriam. So everything is fine, but now Levi passes away. So Shimon's still alive. And now Levi's wives Now Levi's wives fall to Shimon. So who falls to Shimon? Chana, who is not an Erva at all, and Miriam is not an Erva at all. But it doesn't matter because they are the Tzara of the Tzara. So meaning what happened was that here Shimon has no mitzvah of Yibim at all. Chana and Miriam are free to go without Yibim or Chalitza. Why? Since Chana was the Tzara of Rachel and Rachel was an Erva to Shimon. And so therefore, now that Levi passes away, Shimon doesn't perform Yibim on Chana, because Chana was a Tzara, and not on Miriam either, because Miriam is the Tzara of the Tzara. Miriam is the co-wife of Chana, who is the co-wife of the Erva. And that's what it means, and this could go on forever. There's another brother, so this can keep going on forever. Ve'eluhen, and the Mishnah tells you all of these. Now, we're not going to draw a chart for each one of these. We gave the example of Bito, and there are many of the Mishnayos have pictures to show you each of these relationships. We're just going to mention them as we go through them, but you could potentially draw a chart for every one, and this is the case of Bito. Ve'eluhen, here are the ones. So the Bito, his daughter, so these are the Ervas because they're descendants of the living brother of Shimon. So it could be his daughter Bito, Bas Bito, it could be his daughter's daughter, Ubas Bito, it could be his son's daughter, it could be Shimon's son's daughter. Either way, that would be an Erva to Shimon, and since Shimon can't marry that Erva, he would be pater from Yibum, with the other Erva, in our case it says Chana, is pater from Yibim or Chalitza. And then the Mishnah has this descendants of the living brother's wife. So here are descendants of, so Shimon, if Shimon, let's say, were married, so he could also, there are people who are Arayos to him. And therefore, there's not going to be a mitzvah of Yibum either. So here the Mishnah says the following. Bas Ishto, his wife's daughter. Ubas Bana, the wife's son's daughter. Ubas Bita, and the wife's daughter's daughter. So in these cases, if let's say Reuven had been married to the daughter, the granddaughter of his brother's, of his brother's Shimon's wife, and then Reuven died without children, Shimon doesn't perform Yibum or Chalitza with that widow or any of the co-wives because they're forbidden as the descendants of his wife. Then we have another list. These are ancestors of the living brother's wife of Shimon, Chamoso, his wife's mother, Ve'im Chamoso, his wife's mother's mother, Ve'im Chamiv, and his wife's father's mother. So here, Reuven was married to the mother or the grandmother of the wife of Shimon. So these women also are forbidden to Shimon based on Arayus. Since a man cannot marry both a woman and her daughter or her granddaughter, and it doesn't matter who was married first. Now, when two men have half-brothers from the father's side, so they share the same father but different mothers, and one of them dies without children, so the living half-brother, Shimon, is supposed to perform Yibum HaChalitza with the widow. So next to Arayos are women that the living half-brother, in our case Shimon, only half-brother to Reuven, cannot marry because they're related to him from his mother's side. So Achoso Me'imo, his half-sister from his mother's side. Va'achos Va'achos imo, and his mother's sister. And then the Mishnah is going to go back to the case that could be not only half-brothers, but full brothers. And we have Va'achos ishto. And Va'achos ishto, that was the classic case. That was the real source of Litzror, etc. So that's number 12 on the list. And then the Eishes Achiv Me'imo, the wife of his half-brother from his mother's side. We go back to half-brothers from the father's side. There's a third erva that the living half-brother can't marry, right? The living half-brother Shimon, who's a half-brother to Reuven, can't marry because she's related to him from his mother's side. And then we have one more erva, an addition to the 13. Remember, we said there are 15. So another one which involves a brother, the Eishes Achiv Shelo Haya Ba'olamo, the wife of his brother whose world he didn't share, meaning the wife of a brother who died before the brother was born. So let's say you have a case where Reuven died without
without children. Shimon, the brother, performed Yibam, and then he died without children. And then between Reuven and Shimon's death, Levi was born. So Levi would never have been allowed to perform Yibam with the Almana of Reuven, because he and Reuven weren't alive at the same time. And when it comes to Yibam, it has to be Kieshru, Achim Yachdav. They have to live at the same time. So Reuven's Almana is therefore an erva to Levi, because it's his brother's wife, it's his sister-in-law, and with whom he cannot perform Yibam. So even though later she married Shimon, and Shimon and Levi did live at the same time, Levi can't perform Yibam with her, since she was once married to Reuven, who we did not live with, who were not Yeshuachim Yachdav, and that makes her an erva. And then the Mishnah has the last one, number 15, is the Kala. So it's his daughter-in-law as well. That means Shimon's son, let's say, married a woman and died, and Shimon's brother Reuven then married the widow and also died without children. So Shimon can't perform Yibam with the widow, since she was once his daughter-in-law. So the Mishnah therefore now reviews, Hare Elu Potros Tzarosein V'Tzaros Tzarosein Manachaliso Min HaYibam Ad HaOlam. These women exempt their co-wives and the co-wives of the co-wives from Chalitza Yibam, and that would be true forever for as many brothers and sets of co-wives that there may be. Then the Mishnah says, "V'kulan bat," regarding these 15 women, in Mesu, if they died before their husbands, "Omeyanu," if before miyun, miyun is refusal. We've had that. A refusal is where we have a father married off his daughter as a ketana. So when she hits 12, she could annul the marriage by refusal without a get at all, and did that before the husband died. On his garshu. So again, if they died before the husband, or they refused the marriage on his garshu, or they were divorced, then olimsu islandis, or shenimsu islandis, they're found to be an islandis, which they mean they're found to have certain physical characteristics that show that they can't have children. So their marriage automatically is annulled. Then Sarosein Mutaros. So in all these cases, since the erva is no longer married, so then the tzara is going to be permitted to the living brother. And then the Mishnah makes the point that for some of the 15 women in our Mishnah, there are not so many ways in which the marriage to the brother who passed away could have ended before he died. Because think of the cases. You want to talk about Grusha and Miyun, and so that's not going to be possible in the case of Yatayochol Omar Bachamoso, in the case of his wife's mother, Uveim Chamoso, the wife's mother's mother, Uveim Chamiv, or the wife's father's mother, Shinimsu Islandist, or Shemeyanu. You're not going to have a case where they became an Islandist or they refused. Obviously, they had children already. If there's a mother-in-law, grandmother-in-law, so obviously you're not going to have the women. You could only perform miyun before they reach maturity. Obviously, if she's an Eilish, she had children already. So now, Mishnah Beis is really going to give you the example that we discussed. Keitzat potros tzarosein. Hoysa bito gives our case of bas. Oachas mikola arayo sa'e lunistu alachib was married to Reuven. Velo isha acheres. And Reuven has another wife, which we said is Chana. Uvameis, and Reuven dies. Kishim shebito ptura. The same way, Shimon cannot perform Yibam with Rachel because that's his daughter. It's kach tzaras ptura. So too, Chana is exempt from Yibam and Chalitza. Holcha tzaras bito v'nises la'achiv asheni v'lo ishi acheres. Once again, it's also on our case. You can look at the picture. If now the tzara of the bas marries the second brother, well, that's okay. Levi performs Yibam on Chana. So, and then v'lo ishi acheres. And Levi has another wife, Miriam. V'meis, and now Levi dies. And now now these women fall to Shimon to as Yibam. Shimon is the living brother. Kishem shetzaras bitob tura, just like the tzara of his daughter. The tzara of his daughter is Chana. The same way Chana is part of Yibam and Chalitza, because she's the tzara of Rachel, who is Shimon's daughter. Kach tzaras of tura. So too, the tzara of the tzara, the co-wife of the co-wife, which is Miriam, is going to be pater afilu heinea, and this can go on even 100, you have many, many brothers, the same would go on. Ketzad. The imesu tzarasein mutaros. So the Mishnah now describing the case where the erva was no longer married to Reuven when he died. So then now she's not exempting the co-wife. If already Rachel, the daughter of Shimon, was no longer married to Reuven when Reuven died, so then it's not a problem because there's no issue There's no issue with Chana, with the co-wife. So Ketzan, and Mesid Shorosa and Mutaros, what's that case? Haisa Bito Achas Mikal Aris Onesula Achiv, if the daughter or anyone of the Arayas was married to the daughter, Vloisha Cheres, and he had another wife. Again, Ruvain's married to Rachel, who's the daughter of Shimon, and married to Chana. But then Mesa Bito Nisgarsho, but the daughter, then Rachel, either passed away or was divorced from Ruvain and ended the marriage. Vacharkach Mesa Achiv, and then Ruvain died, so Tzarasa Muteres. So Shimon certainly then can perform Yibum with Chana. And any of the Arayus who could have performed Miyun, could have canceled the marriage, but did not. So we have to realize that the Miyun, anyway, the marriage of a daughter. We have to make this point more clear. A father can marry off a daughter, that's a marriage d'oraisa. But if the father's not alive, so then there's a marriage d'rabbanan that the mother or the brother can marry her off. And then she can refuse that marriage. So that she can refuse because marriage is only d'rabbanan. But that marriage, since it's only d'rabbanan on a d'oraisa level, they're not really married. So a case where a woman could perform miyun. So we love her to perform miyun, and then we get out of that problem, and then we don't have a tzara of an erva anymore, and then we're fine. But let's say she did not perform miyun. Take the case of Rachel. Rachel, who's the erva, couldn't perform miyun, but did not perform miyun. To refuse the marriage to Reuven, and now there's an erva, Shimon's daughter. The only thing is, the marriage she had to Reuven was only to Rabbanan. So what the halacha is, tzarasacho lets us lo mis diabemus. We say that the tzarachana should have chalitza, not yibum. What does that mean? Why do we require it at all? Is it Rachel an erva? The answer is sort of, but realize that Reuven's marriage to her is only a marriage to Rabbanan anyway. So because of that, we have to be concerned that maybe on a d'oraisa level, there is a mitzvah of Yibam here on Chana, and there is no Ptur, because Rachel's marriage to Reuven is only the Rabbanan. Therefore, we recommend Chalitza and not Yibam if Miyun was not performed.